We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
God and guns keep us strong.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. God and Guns, little Leonard Skinnert. Yeehaw! You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So two bills sprinted through the legislative finish line before the chambers adjourned last week. House Bill 2058 and House Bill 2089 now head to Governor Keller. Eddie, that would be better than Governor Kelly. Governor Kelly's desk for her signature or something likely veto. Joining us now to discuss the bills is NRA State Director Travis Couture Lovelady. Travis, nice to have you back on the show, brother.
John, good to talk to you. Good to be back on your show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. My pleasure. Always a pleasure having a former colleague. We served together in the House. It's nice to have you back. So House Bill 2058, that's the reciprocity bill, recognizing out-of-state concealed carry permits and, of course, you know, helping Kansans when they're out-of-state carrying. It also allows those who've been licensed to carry a firearm for self-defense to do so lawfully in Kansas. This is a bill that we've tried it for, you guys have been trying that for a couple of years now. It also, one amendment that got on the bill also allows individuals who are 18 to 20 years of age to apply for a separate concealed carry permit. It's a piece of legislation I know that Blake Carpenter has been pushing for. You guys have been supportive of. Was it a hard lift? What do you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, it has been a hard lift. Attorney General Derek Schmidt first brought this issue to us in 2017, and so it's passed the House a few times and couldn't get anywhere in the Senate. So we were prepared to move it this year with new Senate leadership. Senator Masterson said all things were good. Let's roll with it. We got it through the House with big margins. We got it through the Senate with huge margins, and then back quick over to the House for a concur and send it to the governor's desk. So it definitely was a fight for the last few years to get that done. We worked really hard in the last election to make sure we had really strong senators and new strong Senate leadership to make sure we could get it through the Senate, and they committed to do so, and they did it quickly and strong.
I think that helps that the you changed some of the Senate leadership, not Susan Weigel, but I think some of those other two positions were necessary.
Yeah,
I
think that's where Senator Weigel was great. Yeah, for sure. Senator Weigel was great, but the caucus was not strong. There was a lot of Republicans in there that did not agree with us, and we played very hard in that last primary and flipped a lot of those seats to strong pro-gun seats.
Yeah,
like they should be.
Like they should, absolutely. The other bill was House Bill 2089. That's the one, you know, very I mean, that's my bill. That's what I love.
yes.
That's the NRA's Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Program and or the Kansas Department of Wildlife's Parks and Tourism. And all this does, you know, people who've, there's been so much demonizing of this legislation. I've already seen the State Board of Education threaten to sue over this and the civics test, by the way. I don't get this. I've never understood the opposition to this because I remember when you and I first talked about this legislation, it's so simple, Travis. It just says if a child sees a gun, they should stop, don't touch, run away, tell an adult. I've never understood why anyone would oppose that.
Yeah, it's really hard when you hear some of the opposition to it because it should be bipartisan, and it was a bipartisan vote when it came up for sure. So I can't say it wasn't, but some of the folks that oppose it, the arguments against it are basically just they don't like the NRA, and that's all there is to it. And it's unfortunate because we should all agree on those kind of things that we want children to know what to do in those situations and have a healthy fear of that and go tell a grown-up and avoid those horrible accidents that sometimes happen.
Well, and that's the key. But the NRA's paid for the program. You've sponsored it. But the program was designed by a task force made up of educators and school administrators, curriculum specialists, mm-hmm. housing, urban housing safety officials, psychologists, law enforcement. I mean, so this is not like the NRA just created this thing to promote the NRA.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And there's no NRA branding on the Eddie Eagle
right.
program materials either.
It's not an NRA thing. It's an education safety component. It has reached more than 31 million children in all 50 states. I didn't understand their opposition when I ran the bill 3 years ago. I still don't get it now. And so much of it is based on ignorance. I actually saw one of our local TV stations down here talking about it and still thinking that there are going to be guns actually involved in the train. And I'm trying to explain to my wife, she heard that. I said, no, honey, no. This is the Eddie Eagle. She, oh, that program. But this is the ignorant factor that comes in. And I think that's also because the Democrats were so opposed to it just because the teachers don't like it or the KNEA doesn't like it. I know teachers that thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And there were some folks down there in Wichita, some Democrats supported it too. So even as we went through this, and in Kansas City, we had a few Democrats that voted for it up there as well. So it's just about education. It's helping them understand that it's not just, like you said, the ignorant comments of, you're going to bring guns into your kid's elementary school. No, that's
right.
Not at all what the program is about.
So where do the bills stand? I haven't seen my wife and I took the grandkids to the zoo today. I haven't read the Wichita Eagle. Usually it lines the litter box anyway. Where do the bills stand? Has she vetoed it? Will she? Do we know?
Well, she received the bills last Friday is what we had heard when she would get them. So she has 10 days from Friday to take action on them. So she has not yet. The only thing I think she took action on so far is that tax bill.
But correct.
She just got them on Friday. She's got 10 days to sign, veto, or let it go into law without her signature. So she's got options. We're not sure what she'll do. Now, on 2058, like you mentioned, there's several things in there. There's the reciprocity, universal recognition. There's lowering the permit age and creating that new permit, the provisional permit that Representative Carpenter and Representative Owens worked on for a long time. And there's the Attorney General has some emergency powers that allows them to, you know, create an alternative license during disasters. That was a big thing. And then there's also the restoration of rights process that was added in there. That's key as well, that folks who committed lesser crimes be able to, after a certain period of time where they've done their time and then their records have been expunged for that crime, they get their rights back through a process through the court. So that's a good thing as well.
And I saw that too. I forgot to mention that these have been mm-hmm. model prisoners. They've been, you know, good citizens after they were released. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. We talk about recidivism and trying to, redeem folks when they get out. Here's another example of letting someone get their rights back after they've gone through prison, why are we still shaming them? Why are we denying them the rights if they go through this process? Do you think, I mean, I know you don't know, you can't read her mind, which if you did, it would be a very brief reading anyway. Do you have any idea? You think she'll veto? You think, what do you think will happen here?
Well, if you're going through those things, like you talked about, criminal justice reform, restoration of rights is a big component of that, and that's even more of a Democrat idea across the country.
True.
So she should like that piece. She voted in favor of universal recognition and reciprocity back when she was in the Senate, when she was a senator. So she should like that piece, and she's previously supported it. I don't think she'd have a problem with the attorney general getting a little flexibility during emergencies. And she hasn't really made any commentary on the provisional permit. So I think there's a lot for her to like there. It just depends on if she'll give it an honest look or just, you know, since Moms Van Action, Bloomberg, since they oppose, she'll oppose. I hope she won't. I hope she'll give it a hard look, listen to the Kansans that voted it in overwhelming majorities in the House and the Senate. And if not, we'll be prepared to do an override. We're have the margins in the Senate. We're close in the House. So we'll be prepared to do that. But I'm still hopeful. Maybe that's not going to happen, but we'll be ready either way.
Well, and we'll be here for you. If she does, I guarantee you that I'll make sure to help make sure my listeners call their state reps and call their state senators and let them know that these are two bills that we need and that they need to call their state reps and state senators and get them to vote to yes to override. If folks are interested, if they want to follow, they want to join, it's NRA.org and KansasRifle.org, correct?
Yeah, and it's actually NRA. If you want to join, we'd love you to become members. Things are, and we've added, I think, 200,000 members in the past few months is the last word they said. I mean, with everything going on in the country, we're membership's booming. We're, despite what you may hear from those that hate us, we're not going out of business. We're not going anywhere. We're still here fighting hard for you. So don't worry about that. But if you want to specifically know what we're doing on the political side, go to NRAILA.org. So that's NRA, Institute for Legislative Action. That's our political side. That's the lobbying arm. That's where I work for, and that's where I'm fighting in the state capitals and in Washington, D.C. for our members every single day.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend, and I'm sure you'll be busy come the veto session. Well, hopefully not. Maybe you won't be busy during the veto session, but either way, keep up the good work. You're not only working in Kansas. I know you're active in multiple states, but carry on the fight, brother.
Thanks, John. Appreciate all you do to get the word out.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure. We're going to pay a few bills, and when we return, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will be joining us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.